You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right, like the dude just said. Hey, listen, we're going to go to the phones right now and bring on someone who was last on with us in early October. Dr. Jordan Vaughn is a medical practitioner specializing in internal medicine. He works with MedHelp Clinics. They have five locations in the Birmingham area. And he has been very outspoken about the fact that there are other early care protocols that are often ignored in the treatment of COVID. And he is also with a group called Concerned Doctors. And they have an event this weekend that we may get into here in just a moment. But right now, let me go welcome Dr. Jordan Vaughn to the show. Hey, Dr. Vaughn, how are you today?
Hey, Phil, how are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Hey, thanks for coming on again. So a little bit of water under the bridge since the last time you and I talked, but yet COVID is still maybe endemic as opposed to pandemic, but it's still out there. So what are you seeing in your clinics, by the way? How are things in terms of just what your own personal view is right now?
Yeah, so correct. I think even the last time we talked, it was at the point that there was a little concern about even a supply of monoclonal antibodies at that time. But since that time, yeah, we've seen a significant reduction in the amount of cases, as well as just in, you know, as well as the positivity of tests that we see in our clinics. At kind of the height, we had about 1,500 requests for getting tested, and now that is, you know, down to around 200 to 300 a day versus 1,500. So just to give you an idea of kind of the decrease, we're definitely on the other side of that wave.
Well, that's a positive, and glad of it. And I want to make sure that I say up front too, I've had COVID. I know it's real. It knocked my wife and I down for a couple of weeks. You're a medical practitioner. You're not a COVID denier, but you do believe there's some early treatment protocols that have not been given due credit, and so you've been advocating for those for quite some time. Am I correct in saying that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with the addition of monoclonal antibodies to the other therapies that Dr. Peter McCullough, who will actually be at our meeting in Huntsville, has advocated for, getting these therapies early in treatment. So basically, after you test positive, seeking out the treatments and giving them in sequence can reduce the likelihood of hospitalization by almost 90%.
Well, and I'll be honest with you, when Charlene and I had COVID, she has mild asthma. It's not bad, but it's seasonal more than anything, but we didn't want to play, and we were able to get her the monoclonal antibodies, and I cannot help but believe that that was the right move, and it wound up being good for her, and it could have gotten worse for all we know. So I was glad to have that availability, but not everyone has that availability. There are also other treatments that I think that you've been advocating for that are too often just, you know, denigrated in the media at the very least. What are you seeing in terms of
there are,
go ahead.
Multiple other things to do. And again, as we've always said, there's not, one specific treatment to any viral illness. For the most part, you're treating how the virus reacts, whether it's stopping the virus from replicating, which can be done with monoclonal antibodies, can be done with other medications like ivermectin, or you're talking about stopping the body's over-response to the virus itself, which can be done with immunomodulating medications like anti-inflammatories or steroids, or even in the virus itself causing issues with clotting, which would be microthrombosis. And those things are stopped by things like aspirin, which is an antiplatelet, or other anticoagulants. Again, all of those done in sequence and need based on the patient's progression through the illness is what matters. There's not just specifically one thing itself that does all of that.
So basically there's a buffet of options, and each person should have the opportunity to be treated by their own physician in the manner in which their body responds best. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Which is kind of the basic tenets of what I would call Western medicine to begin with. And it's crazy that we've neglected those.
Well, and I think it's almost been sort of a matter of overly subjective, almost like, I don't want to call it peer pressure, it's more like overt pressure upon the medical community to not do what they usually do. That's what's so frustrating in all this.
Yes, and I think we've, you know, again, we've outsourced a lot of our thinking skills and our ability to be doctors and treat the patient in front of us to these third-party administrative organizations that a lot of times have not seen patients even in the recent past, much less they look at all of us as a number on a spreadsheet. And those are useful to make sure that in the, retrospectively, that our decisions mattered. But in terms of what we treat right in front of us, between me and the patient and my knowledge base of what I know medicines do and the virus that the patient has, that's what should matter.
Well, and I appreciate you saying that and being so vocal in that standpoint. Now, so Dr. Vaughn, there's been a lot of talk lately. The legislature came into session recently, went into the special session for other things the governor had called for, and I was really glad to see that despite the fact that it was not part of the governor's call, the legislature chose to address the question of vaccine mandates, which are just basically a blanket approach to handling vaccines. And they came up with what is often referred to as Senate Bill 9 that has an exemption sheet, a form, to be filled out. And it's got quite a bit of input there for requesting a medical exemption. What are you seeing as a doctor right now in terms of people requesting medical exemptions, and how do you address this form if you do?
So, obviously the form was produced last week. It actually is a pretty useful form because it gives kind of a blanket understanding of what kind of things can be accepted as exemptions. Now, the question is how does this hold up against a federal mandate, which I don't think has been necessarily been, decided in the courts yet. But at this point, it gives my patients the ability to claim an exemption and have under the authority of the state to make sure that their employer abides by their rights, which I think is useful, but it's not perfect. I mean, I think this isn't just a ban of employer exemption or employer mandates. It kind of allows the employee to more easily claim an exemption. So it's kind of a meet in the middle kind of situation here.
Yeah, one of the things that I said on the show recently was that too often what we were seeing was that some employers, it was becoming very arbitrary as to how they would handle medical exemptions, and it was as if the boss was putting himself between the medical practitioner and the patient and making a decision as to what qualified or did not qualify. I think this form, at the very least, streamlines some of that and removes some of the subjectivity to that decision-making process.
Exactly. And I think the other thing is, to me, the ability of an HR personnel or a head of a company to evaluate the veracity of a religious conviction or even the medical understanding of a patient's own conditions or past issues is probably not something that I would recommend many CEOs or any HR representatives, kind of delving into. At some point, the medical professionals themselves or, the people's own, beliefs or rights or conditions should take precedent there.
Well said. And one other thing, too, that I notice on the form is that one of the criteria for which they could seek a medical exemption, which would have to be signed off on by their doctor as well, says, quote, "I have been diagnosed with COVID-19 in the past 12 months," which I think indicates that they're allowing for natural antibodies to be considered in request for medical exemption. Is that your interpretation?
Yes. And in all honesty, I think the most pertinent medical exemption is prior infection. We know for the most part, outside of two CDC biased studies, there's 126 studies on the other end that show that prior infection is superior or at least equivalent to vaccination. In most papers, it's, exceedingly better. And the fact that you've had that, it should be a reason not to get not to need to get vaccinated. It shouldn't mean you can't get vaccinated. But in addition, a lot of the observational studies that we've had since the vaccine came out, because again, most of the vaccine trials did not include seropositive people in them. So there's no way to evaluate how safe or effective the vaccine is for the previously infected person. The post hoc observational studies have shown that the odds ratio of adverse events for somebody who is prior infected are 6 to 7 times higher than they were for people who weren't infected in the study.
Wow. Wow. Well, Doc, let me ask you this. Have you had any of your patients bring you one of these forms to have to sign yet for them to request a medical exemption at work?
Yes, I have. And amazingly thing is, this is so much simpler. I mean, I will tell you, some of these big corporate entities have, maybe they want their doctors to be overwhelmed with paperwork, which is such a great thing for your medical professionals to be doing all day. But the specificity and intrusiveness of some of the corporations in terms of what they want to know about their employees is, for the most part, almost like telling my patient, you need to get a lawyer. I'm not sure they should know this. Yeah. But this itself is much more, it's simpler and easier for somebody to take back to their employer, and it brings with it the approval of the state.
Outstanding. Well, listen, Doc, we're going to head to a short break here, but I wanted you to know, too, as we do, you mentioned that this Senate Bill 9, the medical exemption form, has not been challenged yet in court. As of today, it's being dealt with. Senate Bill 9, along with federal questions and law, are part of a new lawsuit that the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty filed today against a company in North Alabama, so we'll see how that goes. Can you hang on during the break, Doc? I want to talk to you more about the event you've got this weekend. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Dr. Jordan Vaughn with MedHelp Clinics talking about dealing with medical exemptions and early treatment protocols that are too often being denigrated in the press. We'll be right back on Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We're going back to the phones right now with Dr. Jordan Vaughn. Dr. Jordan Vaughn is an internist practicing medicine in Birmingham with MedHelp Clinics. They have clinics all over the Birmingham area. He's been very outspoken on questions related to the treatments for COVID vaccines, for COVID, with the rights to informed consent, with allowing the doctor to have the opportunity to treat his patients as needed, as opposed to as dictated by outside sources. And hey, Dr. Vaughn, you're also kind of affiliated with a group called Concerned Doctors, and explain that real quick, and the fact that you have an event this weekend, I believe.
Yeah, so in all honesty, Concerned Doctors here in Alabama was kind of started out as a Zoom meeting of a bunch of doctors sitting around discussing how we were treating patients with COVID-19. And over time, developed into a larger group of doctors that continued to kind of update each other and advocate for the ability for our patients and Alabama patients in general to be able to, you know, really get treated appropriately for COVID-19 in the outpatient setting.
Wow. All right. So Loose Affiliation became kind of an official group. You guys have a website, I know, because I'm looking at it, concerneddoctors.org.
Exactly. And in all honesty, most recently, it was September 18th or 19th. I forgot when it was. We put on a program that was actually sold out at the Marriott in Birmingham with around almost 1,000 people. And at that event, really were able to kind of tell people what we were doing, what we stood for, and in all honesty, popular beyond our wildest imaginations in many ways. And so we, after having that meeting, decided that we probably need to have a couple of these around the state for other people, especially in different kind of population centers around Alabama, to be able to have access and learn about what kind of options they have in terms of making the best decisions for them and their health.
Great. So you've got one this weekend in Huntsville. Is that correct?
That is correct. So the amazing thing about this one, it'll be at the Westin in Huntsville. We're actually going to have Dr. Peter McCullough live there. He will actually be able to give a presentation for about 90 minutes and then actually have questions after that. That will be a unique thing. In the past, he's actually just been live on a Zoom call, but to actually have him in person is a true honor, because in many ways, Dr. McCullough is the man that kind of stood up and said, we can treat this virus and we can help people through this virus, and we should stop living in fear and telling people there's nothing we can do and sending them home to sit alone and wait until they can't breathe. He was the one that came along and said, no, that's not right. That is not how we should be operating in this environment. This is not what doctors are trained to do, and came along and gave us the tools to really treat this effectively in what I was talking about earlier, that multi-medication throughout a sequence to really treat the disease with what we know about the disease as doctors.
All right, so you guys are at the Westin in Huntsville this weekend. You got a time, and is there a cost to for admission? What's the deal there?
Yeah, so Focus on America is probably is the place to go if you're going to be getting a ticket. And it will be, it sounds like a long time, from 1:30 to 5:30, but there will be a break. But there will be multiple speakers. The most important speaker, obviously, at the beginning will be Dr. McCullough himself. And you will be able to ask him questions. Again, this is a man that is on, Tucker Carlson, as well as Laura Ingraham, basically, I feel like weekly at this point, that has really provided a lot of evidence, and as well as collaboration among doctors throughout the country, that in all honesty should have been done originally, but was kind of not allowed to be done by our central authorities, I guess you would say.
Well, Dr. Jordan Vaughn, as always, you're extremely informative. You present the facts and figures so well, and we're up against a break right now, but I appreciate your time. And folks who want to know more about you can go to concerneddoctors.org, and I wish you the best on the event this weekend. Thanks for what you're doing.
All right. Thanks so much, Bill. Have a good day.
All right, thanks. Have a good day to you. All right, folks, that was Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who is a medical practitioner, internist by trade in the Birmingham area, and he's with a group called Concerned Doctors. You can find them at concerneddoctors.org. I'm pretty impressed, and literally, if you heard that, does that sound like any kind of a kook or somebody who's out there spouting things that should not be considered? No, it does not. It sounds like a doctor who wants to treat his patients and needs for what he called the central authority sometimes just to get out of the way so he can do what he knows works. And they believe in things like early treatment protocols and allowing the doctor to determine what is best for the patient. And I love the fact that he said that we don't want to send them home sick so they can just sit there until they can no longer breathe. Absolutely. That's what doctors are supposed to be doing. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Going to open up the phones when we come back. You want to call in, talk about any of this stuff, 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866. We'll be right back.